The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that you are healthy, and that you are enjoying the blessings of this holy month of Rajab, inshallah. You know, often in life there are existential questions, you know. And so the question, an existential question, is that why are there tests, you know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with two gifts that will help us actualize into the person that He wants us to be. The first of these gifts are the intellect, right? This intellect, this aql. The second gift is divine guides, right? It is the Quran, the Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdalu salatu wassalam. When we talk about the imtihan of God, the tests of God, the two most important tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries His creation with are whether or not they follow the intellect and the divine guides that He has provided. This understanding is very important, okay? Because of this understanding of the two gifts being the two tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important, because it also then helps us answer this question, you know. It helps us answer this question that we are told in traditions that believers are tested more than non-believers, right? The reason a believer endures more tests is because the believer has accepted both of these gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while the rest of creation has not accepted both of these gifts. You understand? We said these two gifts are the two biggest tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of creation has their intellect. That is their test. That is how they will be gauged, right? But we have accepted the intellect and the divine guides. Hence, we have double the test than everybody else. You understand? This is significant, right? And therefore, because of this added blessing that we have, it's a blessing, yeah? Don't ever consider it to be a burden, it's a blessing. But because of this blessing, we are held at a higher accountability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we pass, we have passed two tests. Hence our reward will be doubled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He can't test us more and then not reward us more. But if we fail, it's a double failure that we have, because we had been given these gifts and that we did not follow through with these gifts. Do you understand? So this is a very important answer to this question that sometimes does come into our minds, but to realize that this double test is not just about poverty, wealth, and all of these things. It's about how well we utilize and benefit from these two gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now to the second question, right? That I don't go through, alhamdulillah, I can say alhamdulillah, that I don't go through that gift or that bala of these things that we've talked about that generally come into our minds, you know, when we talk about tests. But this is where a believer realizes that every moment of their life, they are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? How well do I follow the sunnah of the Prophet? That is my test. Yeah? How well do I avoid that which I know to be haram? That is my test. Yeah? Do I look down when something inappropriate comes by? That is my test. Yeah? It's not just the test of death and poverty. No. Every moment of my existence is whether I am on Sirat al-Mustaqim or I am not on Sirat al-Mustaqim. You understand? And so the tests are all the time. Don't just look at these big things that we call tests to gauge whether or not we have iman. No. Every moment in our lives we are being tested to see how well we rise towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And depending on our personality, depending on the level of faith that we have, eventually after a certain period of time, it's not just about avoiding haram anymore. Yeah. Now the next test is, do I do the mustahab now? Yeah? Do I avoid the makruh now? Do I avoid shubahat and doubtful matters now? Because we want to rise in faith. Right? When you are in a class or you are in school and you are considered to be the top of your class, there is added responsibility being in the top of the class, isn't it? Your teacher expects more of you. When we rise in faith, and when we display our faith, and when we show our faith, God now expects a little bit more from us. And so we work towards these other areas to improve it. And so tests are happening at all times. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. That was just one reason why we are being tested, yeah? We don't have time to go through the rest. You know, I'll just list them for you. And one day, inshallah, we will talk about it. The second reason why Allah puts this and puts what is He expecting from us with these results is to prove our own results to us, right? It would be one thing, it would be something totally different, you know, like if we weren't tested and then God just says, Jannah. Or Jahannam. Imagine we'd be like, Jahannam, what happened? Right? Like, why? Here we have, God is testing us, right? And then when we come there, He says, these are your results. For us, not for His sake, right? Just like a teacher, right? Like if you're a madrasa teacher or a school teacher, by the semester end, you know which one of your kids are failing and passing, but you still give them a test, right? And then let that be a judge for itself. Allah is doing that. The third reason is that so we will remember Him more. And this is the reality, yeah? That if we weren't going through these hiccups every so often, we would tend to forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so He wants us to be connected to Him. The fourth reason is that it makes us averse to this world. This is like by far my favorite reason, yeah? My favorite reason, and that makes so much sense. But I won't talk about it today because I'm doing a majlis on it next week at Masumin. So follow there, inshallah. Yeah? The Wafat majlis. But this is an amazing reason, yeah, to make us averse to this world. It's an amazing reason when you look at the philosophy behind it. And the last reason is because hardships and difficulties give us rank in the hereafter. Yeah. If we could understand everything and how it is affected in the hereafter, I am confident, you know, that we would, when we would die, we would wish we had more tests. Especially if we passed them, not if we failed them. You know, if we passed them, we would wish we had been tested more. Because the rank and daraja in Akhirah would be far greater than what we ever imagined. You know, there are certain places in Akhirah, we are told, in Jannah, we are told, that one can only attain by going through hardships in life.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Ali حالي حاكم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.